Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, there was some important testimony by the state health commissioner in New York, Howard Zucker, at the joint legislative hearing yesterday on nursing homes and the coronavirus.
Yeah, that's correct. Despite calls for a full accounting of all COVID-19 deaths connected to nursing homes, Commissioner Zucker told lawmakers yesterday he will not release the number of New Yorkers who became infected with the virus in nursing homes and later died at a hospital until he can be sure the figures are accurate. The commission was pressed to release the data during the first of what's going to be two joint legislative hearings intended to examine the state's pandemic response at long care facilities. Cuomo administration has attempted to clear itself of primary blame for nursing home deaths after taking heat for a policy that required those facilities to admit coronavirus patients. Critics of the administration argue the state is in no position to exonerate itself until a complete accounting of virus-related nursing home deaths has occurred. New York counts residents who died at nursing facilities, not the ones who became sick enough to require hospitalization before they died. New York appears to be one of a few states to do that. Zucker took heat Monday from Democrats and Republicans alike. Senator Gustavo Rivera pointed out that the state initially collected and reported data on hospital deaths, nursing home residents, but then stopped. The Democrat said he thinks New York changed the way it recorded the numbers to make those numbers look better.
Well, more to come on that important story. From there, kind of a shocking revelation yesterday that the Albany County Executive Dan McCoy had COVID-19 antibodies from a bout with the virus, I believe he said back in December?
The administration's unable to pinpoint exactly when he got sick, and it was startling when this was dropped in the middle of his briefing on the local response to the coronavirus. Dan McCoy said he tested positive in May. They took an antibody test that showed that he had the antibodies from the coronavirus at some point. He said his doctors told him it probably happened sometime in December, January, or February, though backdating a diagnosis based on the level of antibodies is not very reliable. McCoy, who never discussed it before Monday's news conference and whose staff said they couldn't explain why this had never come up before, he was in the Washington, D.C. area in December for a county executives conference, and he returned to that area again in late February. He was also in Texas in February for a stint with the National Guard. He's a member. McCoy says he remembers being very sick. He thinks that must be when he had the coronavirus. If it's true, he would be among the first Americans known to have gotten the virus without traveling overseas.
Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joining us on Tuesdays. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Have a good one.